Breakfast. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Creebo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Morning, morning. Hello. Feeling very, very good today.
Good stuff, yeah. Really. I'm very tired today. Third day back at work. It's like, ugh.
Come on.
I know.
Give us some, have some beans or something.
You want to go make me one?
Sure.
Good. Actually, I don't trust you. You'll put something in it.
Why would I do that? You have a very low opinion of me.
No, I don't. Meg, of course, is still off with COVID.
That's right.
I think she's coming back next week. So sending all of our best wishes to her. Now, Jess, in the newsroom, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got to say, just props to you. I just totally respect you because around Grand Slam time, all of the European tennis player surnames come out and you had a few little tongue twisters there. What did you have this morning?
Oh, who do we have?
You nailed that.
It's Tom Lanovich.
Yep.
Anna Carolina Schmidlova.
Oh, now that is impressive.
Could be right, could be wrong.
No, and nobody will know.
Nobody will ever know.
Even Anna's family's confused.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you just need to jump off the edge, right, and just look at me. I love that.
Exactly.
Jackson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well, actually. I thought I'd be, like, a little bit bad because it's Wednesday and it's the first week back, but I feel good.
Vibing. Ready to do this.
Guys, I got a new Galaxy Watch. Jackson, I always see you playing with like your smartwatch.
Mm.
How good are they?
Very good.
I've never had such a piece of high-tech equipment in my life.
Wow.
I did like the whole sleep test thing last night.
Oh, how did you sleep?
4 hours.
Oh. Do you sleep with them on? See, that scares me because they're having them battery issues at the moment where they explode.
Oh, don't tell me that.
What happens when that happens?
Puts a big hole in your arm. I seen a girl on TikTok and it was just like you could look through her hand.
What? Really?
Yeah, not even kidding. So that could be you, Matthew.
You always ruin these things for me. I mean, every time. Why? It's not going to explode.
No,
at least
not.
I
It'll
can sue
fine.
Them if that happens.
That's
I
true.
I might become a millionaire.
Not going to until it does.
Absolutely. Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next. Now, this is your chance to win a family pass to the Addams Family too.
A what now?
A family pass. Wow. That's right.
A lot of tickets.
Take the whole family.
What if you
on
have
us.
A family of 10?
Yeah, we'll sort it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, 13-10-09. We need one guy and one girl. Now, lads, come on. We need your help here because the Lasses are already 2 points ahead on the third day of the year.
Very disappointing, guys.
Yeah, come on. 13-10-09. One guy, one girl. Let's do this up next.
The Novos.
Lads. Versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. A guy and a girl go up against each other each day to take away glory and also prizes, prizes, prizes.
I tell you what, the Lasses have put us lads on the bitch yet again. Of course, walking away with the win last year, already 2-0.
This is not ideal, right? That's why, guy and a girl up against each other right now. Let's get into it.
Playing for a family pass to go and see the Addams Family too at Event Cinemas. Let's go to Anthony from West Walls End. He's a truckie. He had a crack at this last year, but did not go so well, Crevo. Hoping the lads have better luck in 2022. He says in general, 2022 is his year. He says it's the year of making coin.
Oh, good stuff. I'm all about that.
Mate, Anthony, don't say that. 2022 is not any of our year. You said it. You're going to jinx it for yourself.
Are you kidding? He's going to make coin.
Anthony, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What's on for your day today?
Mate, just say shit. Go.
Yeah.
Go to work. Making coin.
Hey, Anthony, let's get into your questions, mate. Number one for you today is Reef SPF 30 Plus Moisturizing Oil is made from which oil?
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil is Correct.
Good job. Well done.
One
good start.
Ball. Question number two, Anthony. True or false? Brooke and David from the latest season of The Bachelorette are still together.
I'm going out and leave me here. Yeah, say true because it's pretty good.
Nah, false. Already broken up. 3 months after the show. Even. I mean, that's long for a bachelorette.
Well, I think the contract's now 3 months, so...
She was the bi bachelorette.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you what, she should have picked a woman.
Might have.
I can just tell she likes ladies more. She wants to get around that. She doesn't want David. She wants to play in the lady garden.
Yeah.
Question number three. Multiple choice. What is the birthstone for the month of January? Is it A, garnet, B, emerald, or C, sapphire?
A.
Correct.
Well done. Still on the board.
2 out of 3, Anthony. Good job, man.
Didn't even sound like a guess. Time to meet Jodie now. She's from Madawi. She's a nurse and says she lined up her holidays with us so she didn't have to drive to work lonely.
Jodie, stop lying.
Are you for real?
I love listening to you guys of the morning.
So thanks, Jodie.
Thanks, Jodie. We'll have to line up our holidays with you next time. No, we probably can't.
Lucky to get them.
Yeah.
Oh, we get thrown a bone, don't you worry.
Yeah, that's it. All right, let's get into your questions. You need 2 for a tiebreaker or 3 for an instant win.
Oh,
1.
God.
You'll be right. Don't stress. Don't be nervous. Don't be paranoid. Okay, number 1. In automotive, what does the brand Century make?
Battery.
That is correct. Well done. 1 on the board. All right. Number 2. What would you do at a redemption at a tool shop?
Well, you get money back for buying, like you buy something and you get a redemption card so you can get...
No, not at a tool shop. You bring in your old tools and they give you a discount on your new tools. All right, number 3. This one's multiple choice. You need this for the tiebreaker, okay? So it's crucial. Mm-hmm. Which of the following products would you use for flooring? Is it A, OSB, B, Masonite, or C, MDF?
The first one.
That is correct.
Oh, yes.
Which means it's tiebreaker time.
You are now tied. We are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Okay, Jody, because you're so lovely, we're going to give it to you. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Flip that coin, Krubo. Heads for the win.
Oh, it's tails.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Jody.
Sorry, Jody. That means, Anthony, you, my friend, are a winner. Congratulations.
It's a year of coin and the year of tickets. Good on you, man.
Do you have kids, Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, you take them to Adam's family?
They'll love it.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Date night with the missile. I'll just see the Adam's family. Could you think of a more romantic?
He's got no misso, apparently.
Oh, well.
Is it a Mr. Anthony?
No.
You know what? Jump on plenty of fish, Anthony. Find some bird and take her on a date on us. Yeah, you know it. I know what you're up to.
Yeah, you do. Good on you, man. Hey, thanks for hanging out.
He seems like a poff guy.
Could be.
Plenty of fish. Oh, my God. Up next, Kruger, I need to tell you about the story. Of course, the Novak Djokovic thing has made worldwide headlines. I'm over it, to be honest. Go home. Anyway, that's another debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
7 News anchors Mike Amore and Rebecca Madden, they do the news down in Melbourne.
Right, yeah.
We're talking about this story last night. Now, the cameras, of course, were still rolling off air. So during the ad break, they were having a chat between themselves. You will not believe the footage that is leaked.
Oh, is it the cameraman that's leaked it?
We don't know, but them talking about Novak. And let me tell you, I love seeing newsreaders swear.
Oh.
I've got the exclusive audio.
Oh, this is good. This is good. I can't wait to hear it.
The Novos.
So this whole Novak Djokovic drama, like, I mean, it's really taken up the whole week. And to be honest, as much as I'm sick of hearing his name, I do like the kind of little distraction from COVID news.
Exactly. And I think that's why people are into it. Something else to talk about.
Everyone seems to have an opinion on Novak.
Yeah.
And it's either let him in or, you know, he's
let
a
him
total
play.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Basically. So, long story short, news story out today. Somebody at Channel 7 has leaked some off-air footage of their Melbourne newsreaders, Rebecca Madden and Mike Amor, talking about the whole situation. Now, I've got the audio here. Now, it is bad quality because it is off-air, but take a listen to this. You can make out what they're saying. I just love that these newsreaders, like, talk so, like, filthily.
So what's happened is they're doing the news and then, like,
in a commercial
in
break,
an ad break, yeah. This is what's happened.
All right,
okay.
Take a listen.
Whatever way you look at it, Novak Djokovic is a lying, sneaky... Yeah. Like, whatever way you look at it, it's unfortunate that everybody else stuffed up around him.
That's it.
Wow.
Rebecca Madden, total potty mouth. Now, she's recently left Channel 9 because she was hosting, like, Australian Ninja Warrior.
That's right.
Doing all their sports stuff. So she's gone back to Channel 7.
Yeah.
Literally the first week she's back in the news for this.
Okay.
I like her more for it, to be honest, though.
I'm putting this out there.
Yeah.
Total conspiracy theory. This is leaked on purpose to get her, like, profile back up at Channel 7. Do you reckon that's possible?
You're too cynical.
No.
Maybe she just, you know, was talking to her colleague in the break. Think of the stuff we talk about off air.
Well, yeah.
It could never be broadcast.
That's so true. There's plenty of that.
Have you ever had a disaster, like a disaster where you've left the mics on and said something awful?
No, I've been lucky so far, I guess. Knock on wood.
What about you, Jackson? Have you had any off-air go on air?
No, I haven't, but I feel like you're jinxing all of us right now, so I'm going to be very careful for the rest of the day. I agree with you, Crevo, though. I reckon this is a publicity stunt.
I think it is. I think maybe they actually said it, and that was there, and she said, you know what, just put that out there. Let's get, you know, our figures up, because people will watch her now.
Are you offended by that? Like, do you see, people think that newsreaders are these prim and proper people all the time. Let me tell you, every single newsreader I know is the loosest unit I've ever met.
Yeah, because they see the real world for what it is. That's what journalism is, right? And as a result of that, they talk about the real world the way it really is.
Can you imagine if she spoke like that during the news? Like, why is it in life that we're shackled to this notion that news should be serious? I want, like, colloquial news.
Well, that's just commentary, isn't it? That's what we get to do.
Hey, Jess, a question for you. I don't know if you just heard that. We're talking about, like, Rebecca Madden. The footage was leaked of her swearing about Novak Djokovic. Bit of a potty mouth.
Mm.
I've actually noticed since we've been back that you've been starting to drop a few swear words in the studio off-air.
Off-air,
which
of course.
Into. Are you a big swearer?
I can be.
If things wind you up enough.
If they wind me up enough, yes.
What's the worst word that you say? What does it start with?
You know what word I can't say?
What, the C word?
I can't say the C word. I physically can't
really?
Say it.
Really? Give it a go. We've got a dump button. You know, I'm
you what say it? What did you say?
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
Psst, hey, Maddie.
Yeah.
Got near those Sydney rocks? People stealing oysters? Are you serious? This seems crazy to me, but it's a big problem, yeah?
Can we profile the person that's going around and stealing the oysters from them?
All I can imagine is...
I reckon a guy that lives in Madawi, maybe no teeth, owns a tinny.
Yeah, heaps of cuts on his feet.
Oh, yeah.
His double pluggers, even his going out ones, are really, really, like, worn out. That's the sort of person who's flogging oysters. Ew, that's crazy. I can't believe it's a big problem.
I've never heard of this
before. Neither have I.
It sounds like a huge issue. Now, I know you said it was a slow news day today. Wow.
How many oysters have been stolen? And who's counting?
Well, apparently hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. Like, it's no small black market, apparently.
Well, an oyster's like, you know, what, $4 each, maybe?
No, not that much. A dozen's like $20-something dollars.
Where are you eating, Jess?
Yeah.
Clearly in the wrong place.
A dozen oysters usually like $20-something, maybe $2 each.
Wow.
At a restaurant, there you go. Right? So they have to be stealing so many.
Or they must be.
Well, look, it's in public water.
Yeah. I mean, you own the lease, but...
I don't understand how oysters are... I know they're in the water. That's all I know.
Yeah, they're
they're delicious.
Anyway, yeah, well, that's also true.
I feel like going to a farm and stealing corn. Same thing.
Same sort of thing. But
Yeah.
But who's buying them and where do you sell them? Is it like a guy with them in his trunk?
Clearly, we're not the ones buying the black market oysters because we've got no idea.
Or do you have them in your jacket?
No. I feel like the guy that's doing this or the people that are doing this must own like a van or something.
One
like
of those ones that gets around.
Maybe like a Toyota Hiace or something.
Oh, jeez.
You're an unusual interest in this story.
If I had hundreds
of... You own a Toyota Hiace.
I wish I had hundreds of thousands
like
of dollars.
Deal.
I do. I've never sold an oyster, though. I'll say that. Fascinating. Hey, speaking of boats, float your boats up next. This is your chance to win a big old boat. That's right. We're giving away a Quintrex 370 Outback Explorer and trailer package with a Yamaha outboard. And all the accessories get thrown in as well, worth $15,000. 13-10-09 if you'd like to get on the list. New FM's Float Your Boat for Terrace Boating, your specialist in new and used boats, wave runners and water sport accessories. We'll put three people in the draw next.
The Novos.
Let's put some more people on the list for Float Your Boat.
For Terrace Boating, your specialists in new and used boats, wave runners and water sport accessories.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to summer.
New FM's 105 Days of Summer is getting hotter.
They've got a hot one for you.
New FM's $15,000 Float Your Boat.
Yeah, no one else in our area giving away a boat right now. This is your chance to get it, and this is what
I'm
you
gonna
want.
I'm going to say the only radio station in the country giving away this particular boat.
Oh, almost certainly. The Quintrex 370 Outback Explorer. It's a beautiful boat. You want to get your mitts on this. The trailer as well, the Yamaha outboard, all the accessories that you need to get things cracking, get some fishing going, all that sort of stuff.
Hey,
could be yours.
Let's get some people on the list.
Yes.
Natalie, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, going well. Tell me, why do you deserve this boat, Natalie?
Or you don't.
Or you just want it.
Or are you...
Want it.
Yeah. Hey, it's fine to want something
Absolutely.
And not deserve it. That's all right.
Exactly right.
You might already have five boats.
Would this be for your man or for yourself? What's the go?
For my husband, yes.
Yeah, send him out and you stay home.
Absolutely.
Do
you're
whatever
on the list,
you want.
Natalie, congratulations.
Oh, you want to go out, do you, on the boat?
Yeah, leave him at home.
I wouldn't mind, actually.
Oh, well, go do it.
Hey,
live your best life.
Good luck, Natalie.
We've got Siobhan up next. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. The boat for you more, or your man more, or your kids? What is it?
No, for my wonderful husband. He works pretty hard, and I think he deserves a boat to go out and enjoy his time off.
Does he already like fishing, or will he take it up? Oh, he already likes it.
What is he?
He's the baiter of the hook for me and my daughters.
you guys are the baiters.
What does he do for work, Siobhan?
He's a FIFO, so he works extra hard. So he works around the country and overseas.
Jeez, he does deserve it.
Oh, do you think that, just a question on that, I've always wondered about like fly-in, fly-out workers. Does it keep the relationship fresh because you get a break from each other?
Absolutely. Everyone tells me it's the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
What do you think, though?
No, it's not perfect.
Okay.
You've still got that time away from them, so that's never good.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, it sounds like he deserves a boat. Good luck.
You're on the list. Kylie, guess what? You're on the list.
Oh, unreal. Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
You ever owned a boat before, Kylie?
No, never. But my husband and I, we love fishing.
Oh, that'd be perfect then.
We'd both be going out for sure.
Give us your best fishing spot.
Kylie's like, as if.
Where have you gone
for? Our last one was at Kyle Point and we had no such luck.
Okay. That's because you need a boat to get further out.
Exactly. Too right.
Too right. Oh, indeed. Love it.
You're on the list, Kylie. Good luck. Thank you. You can get your name on this right across your workday today at New FM. And we do have an announcement about this. It was going to be drawn on Saturday, but because it's been so popular, we are extending it for a couple of days. So if you're waiting on that email, sit tight.
Yep.
You'll get an email if you're on the list, and we'll let you know what's happening soon.
Exactly right.
Very good. From prize to prize, we are playing the very first Beat the Meat for the year. Now, if you haven't heard this game before, how it works is it's kind of like Beat the Bomb, but we've got sausages. Now, it's your job to say stop before the sausages explode. You win as many as you stop on. Mm-hmm. But if you get too greedy, Creever, you get nothing.
That's right.
You meat's on your face, and that's it.
Yeah, sausage all over the room.
It's all thanks to Singos. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to play, we need one player. 13-10-09.
The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dog?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yep, if you haven't heard Beat the Meat before, an iconic game on this show. We've been playing it for many years. So basically how this works, it's like Beat the Bomb. We've got a whole bunch of sausages, all thanks to Singos in the studio. So we set like some dynamite up through them and we light the wick at the end. And you've got to yell stop before they explode. And you win that amount. Very simple. That's right.
Very easy. And it's time now to meet our contestant. It's Barbara. She's from Bolton Point. And she fixes Coltrane wagons for a living.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that before.
Neither have I. So cool. A big Jess Malway fan and didn't make any New Year's resolutions because she knew she would never stick to them. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi there, how are you?
Feeling great. Now tell us about your Coltrane wagon repair business. Is that you? You've got your own thing? Are you working for someone or what?
Yeah, so I work for Horizon.
Okay, excellent. I don't know what that is, but it sounds important. How many Coltrane wagons do you fix in a day?
Look, sometimes it can be up to 106.
Wow. So, Barbara, tell me, what's the biggest issue when it comes to Coltrane wagons? Like, is there like a common thing that breaks?
Not so much break, but needs repairs. So the coupler, so the part that holds the two wagons together.
Yeah. Oh, the coupler again. It's always the coupler.
Hey, have you heard this game before, Barbara?
I have, yes.
Excellent. You know how it works then. Remember to yell stop before the sausages explode. Are you ready?
Will do. Thank you.
Let's do it. Let's beat the meat.
One sausage. Two sausages. Four sausages. Seven sausages. 11 sausages. 49 sausages.
No! I can't believe it. You'd be so used to pressure with your job and you missed it.
Never mind.
Sorry, these things happen in life.
Thank you, though.
What a disappointment. Poor Barbara. You got too greedy. Happens.
Oh, there we go.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, mate.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So I was FaceTiming my mate over the holidays and how you just walk around the house and chat to your friends. He's just walking around the house. I was like, oh, how's your partner doing? He goes, check this out. TV's on, and he like turns the screen around, but nobody's watching. His partner was sitting in front of the TV just engrossed in her phone. She didn't even realize he was in the room talking about her and like, so she's watching a movie, I use that in inverted commas, but didn't know a single thing. He goes, she'll watch that movie again because she hasn't seen any of it. I was like, she's like...
You know what? I am like so guilty of doing this. Luckily, I'm single and alone, and I don't have a partner to piss off. But like, I can't watch a movie without, you know, getting distracted by something on my phone. Like, I miss half the movie every time. Does it annoy you? Does it have? Because I feel like you would like sit down, enjoy the movie, watch it, put your phone away because you're not really attached to it.
Yeah, there's
as
some
much as the other people I've met.
There's some there's some like shows. Some mindless TV you can watch and use your phone, but some shows it really ruins it, especially movies. I do find it a little bit annoying if I have to re-explain something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is annoying.
Is see, I just shut my mouth. That is the worst. When somebody's not paying attention and they go, oh, what happened
what
there?
What just happened there?
Watch the movie.
Just watch it if you want to watch
your,
it.
Does your fiancé Emmy do this?
Not that much. Sometimes I'm probably more guilty, to be honest, but my mate was like, she'll watch the whole movie again because she's missed all of it. So this is what we want to do next. 13109, dob in a serial dual screen bandit. If it's your partner especially and it really annoys you, we'd love to hear your stories.
Oh my God. Like I said, I do it all the time.
You're dobbing yourself in first.
Isn't it amazing though? Mm. Like, we can't as people sit down for more than half an hour without looking at our phone.
Yeah, just a glance over and who cares if anyone's texted you? Like, just what reply at the end of the movie. That's what you. That's how you should live.
All right, we'll take your calls after this on 13109.
The Novos.
Yeah, we're talking about the dual screen bandits. Look, it's a real problem in some relationships, I feel. We're just talking about this because my mate, he was saying that his partner will watch a whole movie and not see any of it and basically have to re-watch the movie. He'll come back from work and this, like the same movie will be back on or something because she's seen absolutely none of it and wants to re-watch it. I think it's crazy.
It just happens in every relationship. I think it is just a sign of the times. Do you know who apparently is absolutely awful with this whole thing? Meg.
Oh, really?
So we put this up on Facebook last night, and Meg's fiance Josh has commented
and
on
says
Facebook.
Meg's the biggest of dual screen bandit of them all.
Let's call her up.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Let's in the meantime, I'll just mention here another good one from Aroshi who says, I pause the movie or show and stare at him until he gets the message, or if I've spoken and he's on the phone silent. I just love our conversations.
See, I'm very much of the opinion, just live your own life. Like, worry about yourself. If yeah. I'm going to look at something on my phone, then mind your business.
If you want to ignore what's being on TV.
I can so see Meg doing this, to be honest, because she's like a serial binge TV watcher.
Well, she does watch the same thing again and again, like with the Sex and the City. I know she's watched that more than once.
Do you reckon she'll answer?
We'll soon find out.
She's been listening every morning from 6, but...
Maybe not this morning.
Wonder what she's doing.
Ignoring this call.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message. And
are we leaving a message?
As an audio message.
Meg, we're talking about serial dual screeners. Your fiance Josh dubbed you in on Facebook. It's really good to know that you're not looking at your phone right now. Maybe you're actually doing something while watching TV with him together.
Or yeah, that's possible.
Now well, there you go. Bye, Meg.
Bye, Meg. Thanks for not taking the call, I guess.
I love it. Look, dude, live your own life. That's
exactly.
What I say. That's what I say. Up next, guys, I want to talk about my week-long series, Campfire Stories, number 3. Of course, I went camping over the holidays. And each day I've got a story of something that happened along the trip. Now, we were at a caravan park. It was called Tiona Caravan Park near Foster.
Okay.
Right.
So near Foster. Not near even Foster. In Foster.
20 minutes out of town, Foster. So, yeah, we pulled up there. No mobile phone reception at this particular caravan park. And me and my friend are there, and we decided to get on the motorhome margaritas. So basically what we did, we were sick of drinking like just VB because he loves VB. He got like 2 cases of VB.
Too much.
I just got over it. I was like, you know what? We're having margaritas today. We had none of the equipment to make it happen. So we used like Gatorade bottles as the cocktail shaker.
Yeah.
Put the salt on the table. It was great.
I
anyway,
like that.
We got a little bit too lubricated.
Relaxed.
Let's just say a bit relaxed. And there were these people next to us in the next campsite. And my friend, when he gets drunk, he's very, let's say, loud and aggressive. He started talking to these people, telling them, like, really embarrassing stories about me. Turns out they were from Newcastle. Oh. And they listened to this show. I was mortified. I've got more details next.
The Novos.
Time for part three of my week-long series called Maddie Around the Campfire. Of course, I did go camping over the break, as I said. Lots of different spots. We went up and down the coast, and one of the first stops we were at was a place called Teona Holiday Park, which is in a place called Pacific Palms, which is near Foster.
Nice.
Now, very beautiful, just beautiful.
Picturesque.
Place. Picturesque. But where my friend booked this caravan park, I thought it would be like near the, like, you know, the
on
town
the beach.
And the beach. It was on the beach, but it was very isolated. So much so we had no internet there. One day I decided, look, no more VB. We'll get on the motorhome margaritas. So we went to Coles, $25 in a taxi, and we got some tequila, a Gatorade bottle, and some margarita mix.
Excellent. Ready to go.
Ready to go. So there we are in our little motorhome. You know, it'd been a few days, a little bit stinky, the hair, a little bit oily. And we decided to get on the drink. And there we were. My friend gets, like, affected very quickly. Let's
really?
Just say that.
One,
three drinks in.
Three? Oh.
But when we got further down the bottle, let's just say things got a little bit loose. I think I handle myself okay.
Yeah, you
he
do.
He doesn't. But he started talking to the people in the campsite next to us. And he started telling them all about these embarrassing stories that he's known that I've done over the years.
Right.
Like wetting myself once and, you know, along those
lines. Et cetera. Lines. When did you wet yourself, just briefly?
Maybe like 5 years ago.
Okay, right.
It happens.
Right, does it?
Same. Crevo, as if you've never wet yourself after a night out.
No, I haven't. But anyway, it
maybe
happens.
That's just me.
That, these things happen.
Oh, do you know what? Who cares?
Yeah, it's
myself,
all right.
Whatever.
These things happen.
Yeah, these guys are having a great jolly old belly laugh at my expense. And then I decided to just go back next door. I'd had enough.
Enough of
this. I was like, I'm just going to go sit on the camp chair by myself, out of sight of everybody. I needed some alone time. And then I hear him say, so where are you guys from? And they go, it was like four people, like two couples.
Yeah.
I go, oh, we're from Newcastle.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. He goes, Maddie's from Newcastle. Maddie, come over here, come over here. He works on UFM. And I'm like, why did you have to say that? Why do some random people in Teona Caravan Park, you know, 200 kilometres away, care about what radio station I'm on? They don't.
And also that you've wet yourself. Let's not forget that ever.
Funny story. They go, no. The Novos. I said, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, we listen every day. Here he is just telling them all of these personal things about my life. I was very upset by that. Very upset by that. So much so, it got so bad.
So, was there a bit of bad blood between you two then?
Oh, I was a little bit annoyed because it's just so unnecessary. Like, hey, this is Lee. He works in IT in Sydney. Like, it's just an unnecessary bit of information.
Detail.
Anyway, as it progressed, we kind of migrated over to their campsite. Bottles of wine strewn all over their campsite. Bottles of sauce. Stuff I didn't even know we had of ours was in their campsite.
Oh, my God.
By the end of the night. But it got so bad at one point, he decided to get in the camper van. And he wanted to, like, go for a drive.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, 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 you cannot do that. So here I am hiding the keys. I had to, like, put them away. But he starts yelling. He's a drunk yeller. And he gets in the front seat of the car. And then he starts to, like, bounce up and down in the sea pretending to drive. And here I am. And I've got these, like, listeners that listen to the show next to me. Just like expletives left, right, and center.
A grown man pretending to drive the car.
Very embarrassing. Anyway, we ended up going to bed. I managed to get him into bed.
Time for
still
bed.
Like,
come on.
6 p.m. So it's still like,
oh my god, so early as well.
Still light outside. I went to bed. Anyway, we woke up the next morning and I did the walk of shame to the toilets and I just looked at their littered campsite with all of our rubbish, went and picked it up. And then they come over after, like, you know, they'd woken up, we were about to leave, and the guy goes, "Hey man, you guys all right?" And I'm like, yeah. I'm really sorry about yesterday.
So embarrassed at this point.
I hope you don't, view me in a bad light after this.
They'll be like, nah.
Oh, camping number 3. God. Terrible.
What an embarrassing night.
There's a level of, I don't care, I'm on holiday.
Of course, in the moment, and then because...
Doing the show adds a whole other layer, though, especially when they listen.
Wow, yeah. Especially since he told personal stories that you might not even tell on air.
I've never told that I pissed myself on the air before.
Well, you have
now.
It's
very embarrassing.
At least you put it out there now.
25-year-old man I was, there we go. You know what? Just on that, before we go to the news, it was actually... at a house party. So I'd been invited back for drinks for this house party after we'd been out all night. And I got real, like, I needed a nap. And the guy was like, "Hey, you can go and sleep in my bed if you want to take a nap."
That's
so
nice.
I, like,
very generous.
Went into his bedroom and then I woke up with different pants on.
So they'd changed your pants.
They changed my pants. And I was like, what the hell is happening? Like, why am I wearing a strange person's pants? And then there was a towel underneath me. And then I got up and they said, "Oh, look, man, you need to leave. You've actually just, like, wet my brand new $5,000 mattress."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is he a good-looking guy as well?
No, I can't remember.
too embarrassed in the
moment.
I don't
remember his name.
It's like PTSD from it.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So, over the break, went for a trip to Tasmania, and as part of it, Maddie, we went to this town called Tulla. Now, it's not really a big known tourist town, but we'd been to this place, Cradle Mountain, which is like the number one thing to do and people do in Tasmania, and it was sort of on the way to the next place, and I thought, oh, it's by a lake. We'll just get an Airbnb there because I couldn't really see any hotels. It'll be cool and, you know, it'll break up the drive. Like, it'll be 2 hours instead of 4.
Yeah.
It'll be good, you know. We'll try go to somewhere different. It turned out to be like something straight out of a horror movie.
Well, I mean, the setting's right here. Like, you know, small town next to a lake. It's got all the trimmings of a director Netflix horror movie.
It was I got to tell you, this place, the creepiest place in Tasmania. Now, I'm going to...
A few things happened.
A few things happened. So, just to set the scene, we descend down towards the lake off a mountain.
Yeah.
There's, like, mist hanging in the air. There was not a single car in the streets, but it was quite a big town. There were the houses, honestly, they looked like something out of an army barracks.
Not good. Not
good. It was really, really weird.
Oh, so I've just pulled it up. Oh, Crevo. Approximately, the population of the town of Tulla, approximately 160 people.
All of them.
It's a real small town.
All of them, real creepy. We'll get into it next.
The Novos.
We went to this place called Tulla in Tasmania, and I'm naming it Australia's creepiest town. So we drive down this winding road into the lakeside town of Tulla. Now, on Airbnb, it all looked sunny and bright, but as soon as you got there, there was like this darkness about the place. There was like mist hanging in the air. Have you seen a show called The Ozarks?
No, but I've seen like clips of it. Yeah. I get the vibe. Just very scary looking place. Some places have that vibe.
I think it's
like terrible vibes.
Yeah, so the lake itself, it doesn't like have much of a shoreline. So it's like, it's just very steep down to this lake. So you feel as if you were chased by something. You've nowhere to go. Right, if you're on this lake.
There's only one road in Dodola.
That's right. Now, we arrived at our cabin, which on Airbnb looked on Airbnb, it looked like this sort of, you know, quite cool recycled timber on the outside cabin. But what they'd really done is get one of those old kind of demountable type buildings and then like screwed all these bits of timber to the outside just to make it look sort of boho or something. But as soon as we got in, we get in and we turn on the heater and the whole building starts to like creak and squeak. It was bizarre.
Was it really cold there?
Very cold. You got to imagine that it's the middle of summer here.
Yeah.
But down there, like in this town, it was freezing. So, of course, we had to put the heater on. And then we thought, we'll go out to dinner. At least like, that'll, you know, get us away from this creepy cabin for a couple of hours or an hour or something. So we drive out and it's like this abandoned town almost. There's dozens of houses. I think they used to do mining or something, but there's no one in them. They're just like lights were off. Does no one use electricity
any
here?
Shops?
There was no shops. There was just one single lakeside restaurant in like this kind of abandoned hotel type thing. And the weirdest thing was that the guy that's brought us our dinner, like the server, he looked simultaneously 12 and 45 at the same time. He was like, you know those people you see that are really young and really old? And when he brought us our dinner, he was like, welcome to Tala. He like walked away and like handed us our two schnitzels or whatever it was. And then from the other side of the room, he just stood there and like watched us because he knew we were out of towners.
Have you ever seen videos of foreign dignitaries that like fed at North Korean restaurants by the officials, and they go in and they're the only people in these big grand dining rooms, and the staff just creepily stand to the side and just stare.
Yeah, it was like having a minder. This guy, he was just watching us, and he was like, how did you get so old and young at the same time?
Chicken?
Well, it did have a weirdly stringy texture. I'm not saying it was rat, but it was very strange indeed. So we had our like dinner and drinks, and then we're like, oh, let's go out and walk near the lake. Big mistake. The mist just rolled in. This like weird chill was in the air. We got into our little car and drove off. And then the next morning, we left as soon as possible. As soon as the sun was up, we're like, we're out of this creep town.
I've just pulled up Airbnb places in Tulla.
Yeah.
And some of the names of these Airbnbs are even creepy. The Lake House. This sounds sinister. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Wombat Cottage. The Tin Dragon at Tulla.
Oh, that sounds like a whole different party situation going on.
This one. The Headmaster's Cottage.
Oh, even creepier. I mean, I should have looked on other sites because I just looked on Airbnb and it's often quite a rosy picture that's painted on there. But if you look on, there's other reviews for the town / some of the other places. And headlines like, worst part of our holiday. Not what it portrays to be. Room was like staying in a shipping container in an army barracks.
Welcome to Tala.
The creepiest town in Tasmania.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Hey, guys, we have $1,000 up for grabs with Smash for Cash up next. I could turn that down. All you've got to do is identify this sound. Now, we did give away a clue earlier in the weekend. That clue was very important. Listen carefully. You might find one of these in Grandma's pantry.
Mm.
If you think you know what it is, the lines are open right now. 13 10 09. We'll play next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
The boss has finally let us give away a clue. Now, I'll repeat it now. Take a listen to this and think about it. 13 10 09 if you want to play. You might find this item in Grandma's pantry.
That's River. Right. Okay, it's time to meet our contestant. It's Christy. She works at a bottler and says it's a very fitting job for herself. Loves a cheeky tequila. Wins the 1,000, is going on a holiday. Hey, Christy, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Where are you going to go on holiday if you can?
Probably up to Queensland somewhere, hopefully.
Just away. Nice. Just get away.
Hey, Christy, yeah. What's your favourite tequila?
Patron, of course.
Oh, loves a good one.
So good, right?
Do you get like a little discount when you buy something?
Don't.
Oh, you just got to wait for a deal or something, yeah?
Yeah, wait for the specials and then I buy up.
You like a party.
Always buy Patron in bulk.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I have several bottles, please. Yeah. It's on special right now.
Hey, Christy, $1,000 could be yours if you can tell us what the sound is. What do you think it is?
I think it's the old mincer that you clamp onto the side of the kitchen bench.
A mincer on the side of a kitchen bench? Good guess.
The old lamb in there.
Incorrect.
Not it, though.
Thank you, though. Better have a Patron
to
get over the pain.
And then I'll have one.
Yeah. Love your work.
Your Weet-Bix. Yeah. Good job. Thanks, Christy. Playing again before 9 o'clock, guys, worth $1,000.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I knew copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those buckskinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Okay, guys, I want your advice on something because, look, you know me, Crevo. Mm-hmm. I am not a big sports guy.
Yeah, yep.
I just want to set the scene in terms of my history and past with sports.
So okay.
To put it into perspective, during high school, between the years of 7 and 10,
mm-hmm.
I reckon I participated in a PE class maybe 4 times.
That's it.
I used to forge the notes to the teacher and say that I had a bung knee. So, and then later in high school, yeah. I used to just not even turn up. I'd just go jig school.
Just out of there.
Stay in school, kids. Trust me. You'll end up like me, which is not good. But I've been thinking lately, right? I don't know why I'm just, you know, getting caught up in the whole, it's a brand new year and it's, you know, I want to be a brand new version of myself. I've decided that I want to join like a sports team.
Ah. And well, have you thought about what kind of sport? Because well,
that's what I want help with, because I'm open to suggestions, but right. I don't want to run too much. I don't want to go.
You just want to meet with people. Hang out a bit.
Well, I'd be happy to just go for the drinks at the end of the season.
I was going
to
say, that's just going to the pub.
But I mean, no, seriously, okay, real talk. Okay, I'm actually thinking about joining a sports team.
Get outside more, active.
What can you see me playing?
I don't know why this comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a sport called disc golf, which is like frisbees.
I know you like to play novelty sports like pickleball, creeper, yeah. But like a real sport. That's not a real sport.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's a no from me on that one.
So no to disc golf. What about touch footy? Or what's that? Oz tag. Where you rip the tags off.
I'd be happy to get tackled. Jackson, when you think of me playing sports, what comes to mind?
I'm going
to
give you two options, I'm going to say ultimate frisbee or be eccentric and do curling.
You know, my friend said to me the other day, you should do curling, because I had this chat with him as well.
Because you like the cold as well.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be out in the heat. Mm. Jess, what about you? What can you see me doing?
I was going to say touch or hockey or something.
Yeah.
Just run a little bit. It's good for you.
What about basketball? Maybe I go shoot some hoops.
There you go. Or netball. That's maybe worse.
Oh, thanks, Jess.
That's very insulting.
Way to strip my masculinity from my hands.
Insulting.
You get the little number on. Hey, guys, I'm here.
Goal attack.
Point shot.
Men's netball's a thing.
It
so
is.
I'm
it is. No, it is. Totally is.
What I want to do this morning, 13:10:09, I'm going to open up the lines. Maybe you have a suggestion for me, or maybe you are a part of a sporting team and you would like be open to letting a guy with no experience join.
Okay, this is cool. Like, right. You're very open to any kind of sport, yeah?
Yeah.
Except the ones that you've crossed off from my list already. Disc golf, you
that
said
is
no.
Not a sport.
It
Primo.
Is a
that
sport.
Is not a sport.
It is a sport.
All right, we'll take your calls after this.
The Novos.
Just chatting before about my thought process, thinking about joining a team sport. I hate sports, but hey, it's a new me. It's 2022. I don't even know where to start. I thought football, but like, I just know that I won't fit in with a bunch of masculine straight guys that are tackling each other and, you know.
What about, I'm just throwing other ideas out there. What about soccer? Too much running. You don't want to do running.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm open, but this is what we're doing here this morning, taking your suggestions. Maybe you're a part of a team and you can pitch it to me. And look, you guys really like need to take me, of course. I'm like, pitch it to me. I need to pitch it to you.
Exactly,
no
right.
No experience. First up, we'll go to Robbie. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Sport, what do you think? What do you think I should play?
You can come and play mixed hockey with me.
Oh, mixed hockey. Now, yeah. Does that involve much running?
No, because you could play it back.
Oh, okay. So would you just be sort of in the one corner holding a big stick and away you go?
Basically, yeah.
Robbie, didn't Jade, who used to be on the show, go and play with you, play hockey?
Yeah, she loves it. End up playing winter comp.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a possibility.
Are you getting some sort of kickback commission
from Hockey Australia?
Yeah, radio announcers to play hockey.
No, but a pair of black shorts, a pair of joggers. I've got a stick.
Robbie's got a stick.
Oh, so I can have the stick for free. Robbie, tell me, what's so great about hockey? What are the benefits of it?
When we finish, we have a nice cold beer.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That could be good. All right.
I'll
Option
think about
one.
That, Robbie. Hockey.
Option
Mixed
one.
Hockey. Mixed
yeah.
hockey.
Exactly. Up next is Karen. Hey, Karen. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
Really hey, good. What's your suggested sport for Maddie? What do you think he should play this year?
I can only see him playing 10-pin bowling. It's all there is.
It's all there is.
What do you mean, Karen?
It's literally all there is.
Okay.
It's not a sport unless you need special equipment, right? You need shoes. You have to get the shoes. Mm. You
do like buying shoes.
You have to wear a snazzy shirt.
I've got a confession, Karen. So when I was in high school, I used to play competitive team bowling. 10-pin bowling, and our team was called the Alley Cats. Do you play?
You need to make a return.
Do you 10-pin bowl, Karen?
Karen,
I don't 10-pin bowl, guys.
Okay,
you just think that's the only thing Maddie could do.
Thanks, Karen. I don't know. I'm at least a little bit skilled at that. Peter, good morning from the Central Coast. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. Peter, you've heard all of these suggestions. What have we had? 10-pin bowling, hockey. What have you got for me?
Yeah, well, you could always join a club and play lawn bowl.
Lawn bowls. Now, there's something that beer is adjacent to at all times.
Do you play lawn bowls, Peter?
Yeah, I play competitive for Edelong Beach.
Edelong Beach. Is it a good club? Are you guys? How are you guys doing in the rankings?
Yeah, it's a pretty good club. We got runner-up in the pennants last year.
Well, you don't want me joining.
Well, you're so quick to say that, but you were an esteemed member of the Alley Cats some time ago, and I know that they're not the same. I know that they're not the same, but it is bowling things close to other things. Surely there are some skills that may be transferred across.
Okay. I hear you guys, and I'm thinking about it. Thank you, Peter.
Okay, out of those options, 10-pin bowling, there's a lot of bowling situations going on here, lawn bowls or hockey, which is the most likely?
Okay, so I've made a decision.
Okay. Oh, that quickly?
Yep. 10-pin bowling.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take it up again. What I thought we'll do, I'm just making this up as we go right now.
Yeah.
I want to put a team together.
I'll join.
With listeners.
Oh, join.
You can't... You play pickleball.
Oh, okay.
No, you can play.
Oh, okay. But I can, but I
commit.
Can't.
You need to commit to it.
Yeah, what night?
Well, I don't know yet. I've just thought of it.
All right.
Well, let us know. Maybe on tomorrow's show, we'll start building our 10-pin bowling team.
I like it.
This is a way to meet people.
Absolutely. And they usually have a bar these days. The modern bowling
no
alleys.
No drinking allowed. I want serious... dedication.
Are we resurrecting the Alley Cats?
That'd be quite funny.
It would.
Maybe we will. Jackson, do you want to join the Alley Cats?
God, no.
Jackson's far too, it's not his style. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I'm learning so much about you this morning, though. You're a bedwetting 10-pin bowler.
Oh, man. Really painting me in a bad light.
Well, the bedwetting incident will never be forgotten. Oh.
And you are the artist.
What's the gossip?
Janet Jackson's opening up about that wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl 17 years ago.
Oh, still.
It's a slow news day. Hollywood's still shut down. Also, too, Jimmy Kimmel got a bit emotional over Bob Saget on his show last night. I'm going to play you the audio.
Okay, details in a minute.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
You need not get your goss anywhere else. Producer Jackson is the man with it. What have you got for us today?
So Janet Jackson is in the news again for something that happened 17 years ago. Of course, the Super Bowl... wardrobe malfunction, if we're calling it that. I don't know if it was publicity, if it was deliberate, if it was accident. I'm still so confused about this, but she doesn't want to talk about it, but she talks about it so much. And she's opening up about what got her through. What do you think got her through the whole debacle that was?
Oh, money.
Booby gate. God, she says.
Oh, this annoys me because she was as if she wasn't at the planning meeting before the halftime show. Yeah, look, I've got this little clip like covering up my left boot.
I'll undo it.
Like, just, yeah, I'll loosen it up, rip it off.
Yeah, well, she says, not family, but God. That's what really got me through. And then she added, because she's done this interview with Nylon Magazine, it's very tough for me to talk about. Now, I just don't understand that because she was a part of the documentary that they made about it. Also, too, she talks about it, I think, every 3 months I do a story on Janet Jackson's booby gate at the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. But do you know what's really interesting? 17 years ago, very shocking. Now... that's like probably one of the most tame things I've seen in an entertainment performance.
Oh, for sure. So obviously, you know, times have changed. I think at that time it was one of the early uses of that phrase, like wardrobe malfunction. I think they sort of came up with it to deal with that whole situation. Now there's one a week.
I love when this stuff happens on live TV in America because they're so conservative and they'll freak out, lose their minds. And I'm like, guys, of all the things you all have to worry about, it's that.
That's so right. Now, whether it's right or wrong, in the current day, we wouldn't even blink twice at that.
No. You'd go, oh, yeah, another one of those.
Meanwhile, 17 years ago, it started YouTube. That's how big it was.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what people were like, oh, I've got to see this. That's where the video was hosted. YouTube was like a fledgling website and then became massive off that.
Yeah, so like, yeah, literally, YouTube was like, this is the place to go. So, I don't know. I'd be wanting some royalties on that or something.
I
want to see how many views the original video has, but there's just so many copies, it's hard to find it.
Saying it'd be a lot.
Yeah,
heaps. All from teenage boys. Anyway, moving on. Jimmy Kimmel has broken down on his show because he was, of course, very close to Bob Saget, so he's been doing
of course,
a big, big tribute show for him, and the cause of death come out as well, so he died of a heart attack. Well, that's what they're saying, heart attack or stroke. This is Jimmy Kimmel breaking down on his show last night. Very emotional.
You read anything about Bob online last night? If you saw any of the many thoughts from people who knew him personally, a word that came up a lot was the sweetest. And Bob was the sweetest. He was the sweetest man. And the reason people wrote that is because it's true. It's the best word. If you had to pick one word to describe him, that was it, the sweetest.
Very nice tribute. I like Jimmy Kimmel. He's the more genuine Jimmy.
He's my favorite
of the Jimmys. Yeah. Fallon, not as good.
No.
Yeah, he's so much promise, Fallon.
I know.
Fallon used to be so handsome back in his SNL days when he was young.
I haven't checked those photos.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, he's not that bad. Come on. He's not horrific.
So you're a bedwetter, a ten-pin bowler, and you're a fan of Fallon.
No. Ooh, I like under the Kimmel, collar. I swear. do you know what's so funny, though? All of these late-night hosts over there. Stephen Colbert from The Late Show, who took over Dave Letterman's job, has come in number one for years now. Like, he's literally wiped the floor with the other Jimmys.
That's so true.
Yeah.
The one late-night show host that I just do not understand is James Corden. Now, he has a photo of someone doing something very bad because he is absolutely terrible. No one likes him, yet he's in everything and he continues to reap the rewards of Hollywood. So I don't get it.
It's 2022 now. Now, we know you have a long-lasting feud and dislike. No, for Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yes.
Are you transitioning that dislike now to James Corden? Ellen's wrapping up soon.
They're all the same person. Have you ever seen them in the same room together?
Nobody has.
Have you seen Ellen on Carpool Karaoke? No.
Nobody has.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
And right after us, Jackson is in 105 commercial free. What have you got for us today?
This bit of flavour for you.
I like it.
Remember, there was a remix of this with Britney.
Oh yeah, Britney Spears did it. They performed it at the MTV Music Awards.
I want to hear that version.
I vaguely remember that.
Yes, it was very good. It was very good. All-American Rejects.
Very nice. Well,
I feel like Meg would like this.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
she loves a bit of angry punk pop, doesn't she?
I can't believe I'm going to press play on this, though. It is brand new stuff from Flo Rida.
Now, I heard this. Mm. It's different.
I like it. I didn't expect it from him.
No, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
It's just different.
I mean, I am still mad at him that he didn't come to Newcastle because I didn't give him a helicopter, but I'll give it a go.
It's very different for him, isn't it?
Yeah. Fam has a helicopter.
Well, we should have
flown him in.
Donated it.
Yellow.
The old flow.
You know, yesterday on the show, you were talking about Katy Perry and her new song with Alesso.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They listened to us. They put that in the playlist.
Oh, it's good. That's good because we did ask. We said, hey, put it in.
Very rarely do they listen to our opinions when it comes to music.
It's true.
We should voice them more often.
I love it. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9. Up next, though, it's been a couple of months since we've caught up with this guy, friend of the show, NASA from MAFS. Now, he's had an interesting holiday period, lots going on in his life, so we just catch up with him and see what he's up to for the new year. I'm still waiting for the merch that he promised us to arrive in the mail.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, I'll send you some calendars, I'll send you all this stuff. I'm like, mate, where is it? Anyway, we'll catch up with NASA next. He's been very vocal about the new season of Guess What Show. Starts with an M, ends with an S.
Oh, God, who knows? Who knows what it could be?
Maths.
The Novos.
I know everything. Haven't you heard of the hashtag? Hashtag in NAS with us. I hate to tell all your audiences, but The Bachelor is mic'd up and he's fed lines.
NASA, good morning. Happy New Year.
Oh, my God. Happy New Year. Ho, ho, ho. I can't believe it. Our first show back together as lovers, as beautiful friends.
As lovers. We've really evolved our relationship. What's going on, Nas? How was your New Year? What did you get up to?
Well, the New Year was very quiet. I mean, there was supposed to be thousands of people in Sydney, around Sydney, watching the fireworks, but apparently it was only like 7,000 that turned up to the fireworks.
Yeah.
Because of all this COVID stuff. And I tell you what, I've never seen or met so many people that have had COVID or getting COVID.
Yeah,
or isolating. It's pretty scary now. Like, I never thought, you know, friends of mine have got COVID. Like, who'd ever think that?
Have you had any COVID scares yourself, Nas?
Nothing at all, thank God. I know, I attended a couple of parties.
Yeah, of course you did.
I went to the Believe party and then I went to the Matrix launch.
Yeah,
and
honestly, you're wearing quite an interesting trench coat that night. Were you wearing anything underneath it?
Did you take a lover along with you? Speaking of lovers,
well, I took Sagan from The Bachelor. I took her with me, and I said to her, "Listen, we need to hold hands." That people can talk.
Are you guys in a relationship, or what's going on there?
Well, she's hard work, and I hate to say this, but she's hard work. And I said to her, I said, "Sagan, you were on the show back to with Maddie. Remember, she was on that show that Maddie guy was on.
Yeah.
I said, darling, you need a Nash in your life to spice it up a bit. You know, so let's do that." So we pulled it off, but no one bought it, to be honest. We had changed everything, but no one bought it.
Were the paparazzi taking photos or anything?
It was heaps of paparazzi. I mean, the red carpet, the whole lot.
Yeah.
But Kamal was there. Well, here's a story for you. Kamal was there, right? Now, Kamal's been turning up to quite a few of these things.
Yeah.
You know, after 58 years, Kamal's wife walked out.
Really?
With that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
She walked out 58 years. Well, I can tell you now and tell your audience, right?
Yeah.
I was a great fan of Kamal when I came to Australia.
Yeah.
Because he was on Hey Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened with Kamal? Kamal is a womanizer, you see. Apparently, massive womanizer. So the wife had enough, and she walked out after 58 years. So now Kamal comes out to these functions, and he stands there, and all Kamal does is look at the girl's boobies. Because in the red carpet, he's there. He's not looking at the camera. He's looking down at the girl's boobies.
Are you serious?
He's a bit of a womanizer, I swear to God. But he's a bit of a womanizer, the old
man. Oh, my God.
What a creep. Did you speak? Did you, like, meet him and have a chat with him?
Lovely
guy.
He's an awesome guy. But unfortunately, he's getting a little bit on now with his age. So we're sitting watching the movie, the premiere, and poor Kamal falls asleep.
Oh, let me tell you.
Really?
None of these women are banging Kamal.
Did you see him with any women?
None.
He's poor, missing.
But he's trying. He was trying, and when the girls wanted photos with Kamal, and he's like hugging them, his hands are all over the place, and they think it's okay because he's old. I mean, yeah, he's an old man for God's sake. You know, he can get away with it. So that Kamal is a nice guy, lovely guy, but very big womanizer. The old Kamal.
He's got that sexy voice. You know, I feel like his whole career has been based on that voice of his. It's like really deep. Hello, it's Kamal here.
And the sign says, "Why are people so cruel?" Remember that saying? Why are people so cruel? That was his sort of word.
Be before my time, Nass, but yeah.
Yeah, way before your time.
Yeah, Nass, as if you're not 30. You've really shown your age.
big Kamal fan as a young man.
Yeah, well, a huge Kamal fan, but I tell you, he's still got it, and he looks... He does look good, but unfortunately, the wife walked out for 58 years and had enough, and he was shattered, you know, like that she walked out. But, mate, what do you expect, Kamal, you know? What do you expect? You love the women, you know? You love the touch. You love the touch.
That's like Joe Biden, the U.S. president. He likes to touch. Yes. You know those videos of Creepy Joe?
That's his name.
It's very innocent. I think it's an old person thing, Nass.
Maybe
we view it as, like, look at that old man, that creep. He's touching that girl when he's hugging her. But he's actually just kind of, that's how
just
they did things back
then. Yeah, yeah.
Because what they think is that because they're old, they can get away with it, you see? Because they're like, I'm an old man, I'm harmless, what am I going to do? You know, all that sort of thing and stuff. But let me tell you, it's been fantastic. So far, so good. We've got all the trashy shows coming up, as you know. We've got the Married at First Sight thing coming up.
Oh, is that coming back? Yeah. That won't be as good as your season.
No way. Have you seen the trailer to this?
Yeah, it's like a movie, like Cinderella.
Absolutely off the Richter scale.
We've got the whole year to talk about maths, NASA. Yeah. What I did want to talk to you about, though, was you know that I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here show.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that whole thing?
Look, to me, it's a very limited audience. I don't think any. It doesn't really rate.
Well, it's honest, okay. It but what I wanted to bring up with you in particular, Nass, I know that, you know, you. I think you've tried to go on I'm a Celebrity before, yeah?
Three times.
Now, this year on the show, I've been watching it. One of the storylines is that they've put a guy in the show called The David. And it's like this big prank on the other castmates, the other celebrities, that he's some big international famous fashion designer. And they all believed it. I did think of you when they revealed, hey, the David is actually just David from Cronulla in Sydney. I thought, man, why did they overlook someone like NASA, who is a genuine celebrity, and they've just put this regular guy in?
Yeah, it's so true, honestly. And he's I think, he's a friend of Davina's, I think.
He's
a friend of Davina's. And the way he talks, oh, my God, it turns me off. And as I've said to you boys, I live, like, in a gay community, and they don't talk like that. They don't carry on like that. This guy is just blows me away. But why would they put someone like that? I mean, that I don't understand, but... look, you get me upset about it when I talk about it. I'm a celebrity because three times I've tried. They've asked me twice and never came through. And then you look at the thing. I mean, Bo Ryan. Let me sway you a little bit to Bo Ryan, right?
Yep. Okay. So we've had Kamal, we've had the David, and now Bo Ryan.
What's your thoughts on Bo Ryan?
Well, okay, well, I don't want you guys to get in trouble, but let me get in trouble here. Let me get in trouble, right?
So, okay.
I don't want you... Now, Bo Ryan's history, right? First, he was hopeless at footy, okay? Hopeless at footy. Second, he was having affairs left, right and centre against his wife. The wife left him. Third thing, he was a drug taker. He got busted for taking drugs. Right. Then he was having an affair with some radio personality. We don't want to mention her name. But we don't want to mention her name. Big radio person. We don't want to mention her name. And then he disappeared off the face of the earth for a while off Channel 9. And now he's on Channel 10 doing The Amazing Race. So let's not go past
NASA. NASA. You know what though? People are allowed to make mistakes, Nass. Like that shouldn't discount him. He's a talented guy.
You can't deny his talent.
You know, well, he's not really. I mean, the joke can be pushed so far, you know, like you can only push the joke so far. And sometimes you have to be a bit funny. And he's not really funny. Like, he's not really funny. And now he's sitting there saying, oh, I made mistakes, blah, blah, blah. Mate, you're in the jungle. We don't want to hear about these stories. Go and eat some snakes and go and eat some bulls and wrestle some elephants or something. You're in the frigging jungle.
NASA, do you have a feud with him?
No, I don't, but it just annoys me when I look at these people and I'm like,
it does now.
You know, they're not really celebrities. When you've got me as Australia's biggest and most loved celebrity, gets nothing.
And just to be, Bo Ryan, it wasn't proven that Bo Ryan was doing caught up in the doping scandal. I think it was the whole team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the whole team. And I was just saying, he was part of it. But he was like, you know, he's not even a joke. He was making racist stuff on the footy show, if you remember.
I don't remember any of that, but,
Mate, it was making massive racist stuff. He would go out west and make fun of the western suburb kids.
I don't know about any of this.
He's the next big feud. NASA versus Bo Ryan.
It's a thing. Oh,
absolutely. I'll take him on any day. I'm telling you, I'll take him on any day.
All right.
You're just saying stuff now.
I love it. Hey, NASA. Good to catch up.
Always good. Thank you for coming on the show.
I love you guys. You take care and I'll speak to you soon.
We'll chat soon. See you now.
Bye, Nass.
Well, that was quite intense.
Quite a lot, really, wasn't it? Welcome back to 2022.
That was 2 months worth of stored up animosity.
Do you think he likes Bo Ryan?
Well, clearly. Smash for cash up next, Crevo.
That's right, $1,000 on the line. All you have to do is work out what got smashed by this hammer. Right, if you think you know what that is, 131009, and you could score yourself the grand if you get it right.
The Novos.
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
$1,000 could be all yours. All you need to do is figure out what has been smashed by the hammer. This is the sound it made when smashed.
Okay, the clue we gave away was that you might find one of these
grandma's pantry. Let's go to the phones. We're meeting Matt this morning. He's the bionic man after having two broken legs, and he reckons he's immune to COVID because he's been exposed so much but hasn't got it yet. Matt, good morning. Hello, Matt.
Does he have a...
No, Matt is gone.
Bionic telephone, perhaps, or ear?
Well, wouldn't that mean that it would be like a...
All connection? Bionic. You would think so.
This one here, Matt's back. Hey, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we got you back.
Tony.
Good. Tony Stark's on the phone. Newcastle's very own. So, what's happened with your legs, man? Did you lose both of them, or?
No, I didn't lose both of them. They just snapped in half and vice versa. I had two knees on one leg, and I've got a club on one foot.
Oh my God. Are you all right?
I walk with a limp. Sure.
Jeez.
Let's just say it takes you 5 minutes to walk to the pub, but 45 to walk home. The difference is staggering.
I like what you did there. I like it a lot.
Hey, Matt, $1,000 will get you some Uber Eats or something.
Yeah,
I mean, Ubers to drive you home. What do you think the sound is?
Potentially a stovetop kettle.
A stovetop kettle. Do you own one of these?
Yep.
You do?
So you know what it sounds like?
Incorrect.
Not it. Good guess, though.
Sorry, Matty.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you, sir. Wow, what a legend.
Yeah, I know. The bionic.
45 minutes. What a guy. 105 commercial free is kicking off in minutes with Jackson.
Yo. Times and I just hanging out in Newcastle the other day.
Oh, yeah, she did like this random busking performance at the station.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in the ISO.
Fancy that. I seen everyone's Instagram stories lining up. I was like, oh, missing out.
Missing out.
Sam Feltz.
Oh, good song.
And the Post Miner just for you, Matthew.
Oh, yes.
The new Katy Perry Alesso track.
We finally had some influence over the music.
Oh, isn't this just so good? She is back.
Yes, good well song. And truly. Good song.
Guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Catch you then.
And do not forget more chances to get your name on the standby list for New FM's Float Your Boat.
Get in that, right?
Yeah. See you later. Bye.